So did anybody have anything else, you know, item seven that somebody wants to make sure we make a next for the next agenda? Again, you're always welcome to email Pam if you think of something. It is a this is a natural from those people who've done water planning. I hear this is natural for us to be this slow at this point, for us to have this sort of long gap in this first year. It's just an organizational year. So when we're ready and when the state gives us direction, we will jump on the amendment process. Otherwise, it's hurry up and wait on the rest of it. So we appreciate everybody's time. On to the final item, and we're going to go ahead and adjourn.
Well, could I hold on here real quick and just ask a question? So,
who's Tim? Is that Tim? Okay.
Tim, yeah. Yeah, I was curious a little bit about as we kind of queue up this half work, how the scope of work, kind of how they approach kind of whatever their next step is, you know, takes shape. What's that process look like? And I mean, is it appropriate to bring it up at this time, or will we touch on that else, you know, somewhere else?
So, Tim, the scope of work is very specific and dictated by the Water Development Board. So that's already established and was included in the RFQ. So really, we get to BRA runs the process to meet state purchasing compliance. And if we had multiples, we would get to pick which one of those. But we don't have any say over what they're allowed to do and how they do it. So that scope that Water Development Board gave us will just be passed through basically with their rates attached and their PM identified and good to go. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, and then is there any interaction with all with them while they do that, or you know the scope's handed over and they come back later and bring back a report? I think if I remember the last one they did, there were a couple of public meetings, you know, that were part of that overall work process. Correct.
Correct. So once this is just the contracting process. Once they get going, any kind of action or activity, they will bring forward to all the voting members. And then anytime we have anything, that will be all part of the public meeting. So this is just to get them under contract and get them underway. And then as we go forward over the next couple of years, as they reach milestones and deliverables, you'll should expect them to be at our meetings and giving updates. And then and all of that stuff will be noticed so that the public can also be available.
Great. Thanks for the clarity.
Absolutely.